The major candidate we haven't heard from yet is former Vermont Governor Howard Dean. NPR's Robert Smith is at his headquarters. Any word on when we're going to hear from the candidate addressing his supporters, Robert?
Well, he's expected to speak within minutes. Everyone else has given their speech. It's unclear what's taking Dr. Dean so long. But people are starting to chant, "We want Dean, we want Dean." The supporters are arrayed behind him, as is traditional now for these kind of campaign speeches. And we're just everyone waiting for him.
I should say that Governor Dean, with now about three-quarters, a little bit over three-quarters of the vote actually counted in New Hampshire, has polled about 26% of the Democratic primary vote. And that is, it's a clear second. It's well ahead of the folks battling it out for third. But it's well behind Senator John Kerry, running with 38% and winning the New Hampshire primary pretty handily. I assume the Dean folks are putting a brave face on that, though. Robert?
They are spinning this as a successful week, as one where their candidate was almost down and out, perhaps even slipping into third place. And they managed to, they say, come back and save the campaign. In the sense that he placed third in Iowa and he places second now, that is progress. But you have to remember when they talk about this, how far Howard Dean has fallen. At one time he was 30, 35 points ahead of John Kerry. And now you have John Kerry 12 points ahead of him. There's going to be a battle out of this saying who's the real comeback kid. But Kerry really has the credentials for in a few weeks just getting enormous support here in New Hampshire. And Howard Dean lost a lot of voters over the last two, 3 weeks.
Howard Dean has been concerned about those young voters. When he spoke after the caucuses in Iowa, he said he really felt he needed to pump them up to move them on. Who's in the room there tonight?
Well, this is not an open event. It was by invitation only, so they didn't want it swamped with just everyone. I mean, there are definitely young people here, but I have to say the biggest crowds are ones from the unions, the Service Employees Union, the Municipal Workers Union, the two big unions that endorsed Howard Dean, and they were supposed to be out today, and they were out today, getting out the vote and working hard. This was a big gamble for these unions, and so far in Iowa and New Hampshire, despite their organizing strength, they haven't pulled out the kind of win that Howard Dean needed.
And now he's heading into states where the unions don't carry quite as much clout. Several of those states that hold primaries in the next round are right-to-work states.
That's right. This was the state where they were going to make their play. And you have to remember that they had such an organization here in New Hampshire. Howard Dean himself has been coming here for 2 years. For the last 6-8 months, they've had a fully staffed campaign. They told me today they did close to 2,000 house parties where people would gather together their neighbors and their friends and talk about Howard Dean. And then today the point was the Howard Dean supporters were supposed to call their friends and get them out to the polls. It wasn't a centralized, big list of, we want you to go out and vote for Howard Dean. People
Robert,
were supposed to, oh, sure.
Robert, thank you so much. I'm sorry to cut you off there.
You're welcome.
NPR's Robert Smith at the Dean headquarters.